Commercial marijuana-related topics dominated the agenda of the September 6th Riodel City Council meeting. County Administrative Officer Amy Nielsen presented information on the upcoming Measure S Commercial Marijuana Cultivation Tax for the unincorporated areas of the county, which will appear on the November 8th ballot. Nielsen summarizes the cultivation tax measure.
So what would Measure S cost? If enacted, Measure S would cost $1 to $3 per square foot based on the type of commercial marijuana farm that one has. Funds for Measure S will be subject to public review during our annual community budget meeting, which is held at the end of February and the beginning of March, and also again during our annual budget hearings, which are twice in one day held in June.
The council then debated a revised commercial medical cannabis land use ordinance for the city, which was requested by a 4-to-1 vote during an earlier council meeting. The council had rejected the previous commercial medical cannabis ordinance after many months of debate and unanimous approval by the Planning Commission. The original ordinance would have allowed for conditional use permits for commercial medical cannabis businesses in some limited zones of the city, including allowing medical cannabis dispensaries within the town center. There was a tremendous amount of public interest in the proposed ordinance, with residents both for and against the proposed regulations. After eventually rejecting the broader approach to commercial medical cannabis, the council decided to revise the proposal with all commercial medical cannabis-related activity restricted to the Eel River Sawmill annexation area across the river from Riodel. The revised ordinance also continues the existing ban against medical cannabis dispensaries anywhere in Riodel. Early in the debate over the ordinance, multiple businesses expressed interest in possibly opening in Riodel, including testing labs, commercial kitchens, extraction facilities, and, of course, cultivation sites. At this stage, after the defeat of the original ordinance, there remains two businesses looking to build at the Eel River Sawmill annexation site. One is a proposed medical cannabis extraction facility, and the other is a large indoor cultivation site. Dennis Wendt, the owner of the Eel River Sawmill site, addressed the council and talked about the environmental cleanup needing to be done at the brownfield site, which would be conducted by the cultivation site developer.
This will be one of the first pieces on the mill site that will take care of the cleanup on the contaminated part, because this is he's looking at 15 acres, and it has contamination on it, and he's probably better off being able to clean this up than we have been. Like I said, we've been doing it, but it's really expensive and it takes time.
After some debate, the council voted 4-to-1 to approve the first reading of the revised Commercial Medical Cannabis Land Use Ordinance, with Councilmember Tim Marks dissenting. The second reading and possible approval of the ordinance was set for the October 18th agenda. Text of the proposed ordinance, as well as video of the council meeting, is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next regular meeting of the Riodel City Council will be September 20th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.